Tip 106.9, Nick, Jess and Ducko, Married at First Sight. Guys, it's nearly at an end, but oh, man, the hits just keep on coming, particularly for Bryce.
That's right. A woman who left the experiment quite early on because her husband was a douchebag felt compelled to come back and reveal something about Bryce because she basically found out about it by accident. I thought, no. His wife needs to know. Of course, I'm talking about Samantha, who we have had on the program before. Sam, thanks so much again for your time. How are you?
No worries. Good morning. I'm really well, thank you.
Tell us about, the situation, if anyone missed it. So you're out living your best life in the real world. You happen to meet one of Bryce's friends who reveals that he does indeed have a secret girlfriend.
Yeah, well, Jason and I, Jason Roses, which is works with Bryce on radio, him and I have been mates for 4 or 5 years in Canberra. And Canberra is such a small place. So I was out having a drink and Jason walked into the same bar and he sat down and we were having a drink and he was kind of just talking about this other girlfriend like it was common knowledge.
Jeez.
And I was kind of sitting there going, geez, this is something I've really got to let Melissa know because I knew how, you know, besotted she was with Bryce.
And according to the show, you said, you know, he had all the messages and everything. Did you see these screenshots of the messages?
Yeah. So Jason was showing me, you know, that he tried to get time off filming so that he could meet up with this girl when she came up to Sydney. And yeah, so it was, I saw all the evidence and my best mate was sitting with me and he heard exactly what I heard. So yeah, I mean, there's no bullshit with me. I'm straight to the point and I'll always tell the truth.
I just want to play devil's advocate here, but was it cut and dry when he said, you know, I want to meet up with you and stuff like that? Was it easily obvious that it was like for a dalliance or was there any shred of doubt that it could have been just something friendly?
No, I mean, once I got to the girls' night, I had no idea that Beck had been saying it as well. Mm. I went in there blind, not knowing that this had been a rumour going along in filming. I thought I was coming in with brand new information. So, look, once Beck had been saying it, and then obviously I've heard it from one of Bryce's closest friends in Canberra, and he was just telling me like it was, you know, general information. I was just like, wow, this is just something I've really got to share with Melissa.
And like Mel's reaction, Sam, because there's been a big narrative around how she seems to be, I don't know, brainwashed might be a dramatic word, but she just goes along with everything and she never seems to see the light. Is this the final straw?
Well, look, she did have a bit of a go at me on Instagram last night with her her caption on a photo. And she writes those captions. So we all write our captions and production post it for her.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly she's still backing Bryce, even though I've come in and confirmed what Beck has been saying. But yeah, you can lead a horse to water, but far out.
Yeah, can't make a drink, absolutely. Yeah.
And Samantha, a lot of people talk about the edit, oh, is edited badly or well or someone, whatever. What we're seeing of Bryce behind the scenes, has he been edited badly or is he just this guy?
I've not once blamed an edit and and I can tell you right now, everyone on that show is exactly what they're like, off camera, on camera. I know a lot of seasons have blamed editing and I just think that maybe this season they've not edited as much because I have not seen one part that's, been edited to show somebody in a different light. Everyone, as I know them, is the same as what you're seeing on TV.
No one's misrepresented.
Yeah, well, no. Samantha, you always are so enlightening and thank you for your candid being so candid. You can tune in Sunday at 7:30 for the final dinner party. Sam, thanks so much for your time as always.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good one. Bye.